Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, that's good. Yes, now I can actually walk around.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And I can move this so my brother can get his cup of tea. And he needs his cup of tea, so.
Okay, all right. Well, I have successfully make a report of it, what's going on. Let me confirm, your full name is Patricia Isabel.
Isabel Margaret. Grogan.
Yes, right. And your date of birth, ma'am, if you don't mind?
Is the 16th of March, 1953.
16th or 15th?
16th of March, 1953.
Okay. Over the phone, you sound extremely young. I thought you were in your 40s or 50s.
Except I did say I'd like to sit down.
And God bless
no,
you.
No, it's fine. I'll look after my brother and my husband, so we look after him. So.
Okay, all right.
So I'll get back into this computer. And I'm back there. Send 1.3 megabytes, receive 16, 112, 56, 48. Is that what you want to know?
It says the work is going on. Okay, all right. You can do one thing, ma'am. While we are actually by the help of this Wi-Fi grabber, what we are trying to do, we are trying to delete all the hacking files from your system.
Yes.
Well, you know what, ma'am? While we are monitoring your internet line, we can see there is so many hacking files are running inside it. If you want, I will show you what are the hacking files I'm talking about. You can do one thing. You can minimize this Wi-Fi graph. Minimize it. Let me show you. And after that, ma'am, you can do one thing. Have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner where you can see type here to search. You can click on it and type in there run. R-U-N, run.
R-U-N.
Yeah, then press enter. And
what
comes up?
Support,
make it empty. Delete it.
Pardon?
Delete it. Make it empty.
Delete it, yep. Okay, fine.
And you can type in here E for England.
E.
Yeah, then V for Victoria.
V.
Then E for England again.
E.
N for November.
N.
Then T for Tango.
T.
Then V for Victoria.
V.
W for Whiskey.
W.
And R for Romeo.
R.
Yeah, then press enter and let me know what come up.
I've got event viewer.
Yeah, event viewer. Let me tell you about this event viewer. Actually, event viewer is the recorder of your internet modem. Whatever the illegal things or illegal files are running in your system, event viewer saves all those data and files. Now, have a look on the left-hand side top corner. Can you see event viewer local?
Yes.
And below that, what are the other options can you see below that?
Custom views, Windows logs, applications and services, and subscriptions.
Yeah, click on custom views. Click on custom views. And when you click on
administrative events, critical error warning events from administrative logs.
Click on administrative events. And when you click on it, it should be highlighted in blue color. And then after you can press enter from your keyboard. Press enter.
Error. 12,411.
12,400. Oh my God. And I can see there is some red error. And apart from the red error, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a list of warning as well. Scroll it down. You will see there is some yellow warning as well. Yellow warning.
Yes, warning. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this yellow warning. Actually, this yellow warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server. And from there, we will get to know that these are the illegal things are happening in your system and you're not aware of it. And apart from the yellow warning, you will see most of them are red error.
Red.
Do you have any idea what exactly this red error are?
No.
Okay.
No.
Actually, ma'am, this red error are the hacking files. This red error are allowing the hacker to get inside in your computer. And whenever the hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out, this red error are automatically generated in your system. And if you remember, when the scan is going on in the black window, sometime it is changing into red color, right?
Yes, Yes.
Those red error was running into the black window, madam. And there is more than 12,400 hacking files are running inside it. And you know what, some of these are not viruses. Because you can protect your computer from viruses to your antivirus, but these are online infections which is generated by the hacker, and it keep on corrupting your software parts of the system. Alright. So
yes.
You can do one thing, ma'am, you can close this event viewer. Close it.
Just close the whole thing, yep.
Yeah, and open the black, sorry, not black, open the white window, Task Manager.
Oh, the black, the white one?
The white one, right.
Yep.
And let me tell you about this Wi-Fi graph, ma'am. By the help of this Wi-Fi graph, we are trying to remove all those hacking files, which is more than 12,400. We are trying to remove it. And also, ma'am, we are trying to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker. So that in future, you're not going to face this kind of problem anymore, okay?
Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What do you want to know?
Well, I'm just checking, ma'am, all right? Just hold on.
My other phone's ringing.
What do you see on your screen, ma'am?
I see 192 send and no kilobytes receiving. 16 kilobytes receiving, 144 send. 8 kilobytes receiving, 560 kilobytes. It just goes up and down. But it's certainly 16, 8, 16 receive, none.
Okay, all right.
I don't want any disk. How did any disk come up?
Oh, minimize it, ma'am, minimize it.
I have.
Black email.
248 receiving, none. My thing's moving. Are you moving it?
No, that is our server. Don't touch anything, ma'am. Our server is performing, okay? Don't touch anything.
All right. I'm going to...
Our...
Okay, I'll leave you to do it. I'll just get my other phone. I'll be back. I'm with you, but you can... I'm thinking, why am I getting task number? My phone's been ringing, Bruce.
Okay. Like you're getting a call in your mobile?
I'm just picking it up. I'm getting phone calls. My husband.
Oh, okay.
Can I answer that for you?
Yeah, you can
answer that.
Your husband is calling you?
I just want to tell him what's going on. He's ringing me.
No. Right now we are working, ma'am. Might be, ma'am. You can hold on, ma'am.
I hung up on him. He won't know what's going on.
Okay, all right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
I don't know. Is this he's still trying to ring me. Can't I tell him what's going on?
No. Might be, ma'am. The hacker is trying to press our phone call.
It's such shame. And it is my husband. He is...
No,
this is very strange that you're saying it might be the hacker. Anyway, what do you want me to do?
What do you see on your screen right now?
Any disk.
And what are the options have you got?
I've got permission profile.
Yeah, below that...
Interface.
Yeah, below that, can you see there is an option whether enable privacy mode? Below that.
Privacy, yeah.
No. On the right hand side where you can see permission profile, just below that, ma'am, you will see there is some option over there, enable privacy mode.
I can't see any of that. All I can see is permission file. It's got default.
Yeah, below that, ma'am, below that.
Set password.
And below that.
Other users are allowed to.
No, below that.
Hear my voice. Device, control my device's keyboard, restart my device.
No, can you see there is an option to enable privacy mode?
Enable
below that.
Privacy mode, yes.
Yes, click on it. Click on it.
Thank you. Well, nothing's happening.
You can
it's all grey.
It's all grey. Try to click on enable privacy mode. Click on enable privacy mode.
There we go. It won't do it.
It won't do it?
No. It's got the short-term, enable privacy mode. You just left me a message.
Hold on. Don't touch anything, ma'am. Let me just check.
Enable privacy mode under restart my device. It won't work.
Okay. Okay.
You
can do one thing. You can do one thing. What do you see now on your screen?
I've got to answer my husband. He's babysitting kids. Ad Shutters will be there at 4:25. Okay, thank you. All right. I've got people coming around to measure up windows. So, okay, now what do you want me to check?
Oh, what do you see on your screen, ma'am?
I see any desk, new session, welcome, and on the other side, project.
Okay, all right. Hold on, ma'am. Our server is checking the security, ma'am. All right, hold on. Don't touch anything. Just get the server perform.
I'm getting really scared. Like, you wouldn't let me answer my husband's phone call.
No, you can answer
well,
the phone call.
Well, I know, but you didn't want me to. And then you asked me how long it took me to get to the bank and when it closed, and that sort of disappeared into nothing.
No. Why I have asked this, madam? Because, while our server is checking the security, so it will take some time to check the security of your online. That is the reason I was asked you. And why I'm telling you that don't answer the call, and I didn't tell you don't answer the call. I just if you want to answer the call, you can.
Said it might be the hackers.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I said might be the hacker is trying to press our phone call, madam.
All right.
Because you know what, ma'am, what happens sometimes whenever we are providing the security, some of the hackers, they are trying to transfer our phone call and press the phone call, and what they will do, madam, they will try to break down the security which we are was trying to provide.
And I have seen on my thing how many hackers I've got. So
yes.
This is very scary. I just don't know enough.
I don't know enough. I know you're not a technical person. You don't have any idea about technical things. All right.
It's very scary.
Let me tell you, ma'am, if you want to talk to your husband, you can call him. All right.
No, that's okay.
No, because the only one
to let me know that the people are coming at 4:30, which means we've only got 15 minutes, or I'll have to walk around with a phone talking to you.
Okay. No, you think that...
You might have to wait while I just say, I need this window, that window, this window done. That's all.
Yes. No, what I'm telling you, ma'am, because you think that I stop you to answer the call.
Why should I stop you? My brain trying to protect me, that's why.
If you want to call your husband, you can call him, but don't discuss this matter over the phone to him. Because might be if the hacker will get to know that we are providing a security in order to block them, then they will
This is very strange to me. This sounds really strange.
Yes.
But I'm not allowed to tell anyone that you're doing this. It's just really strange, that's all.
Yes, all the phone.
Anyway, is it improving? Yes, it's improving. Yes, there's hackers in here. Let's get this sorted out. Do I need a new router?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I can see in my system, ma'am. Currently, the router which you have got, most of the major security of that router are not working. All right. So, might be, ma'am, tomorrow I have to send one of our technicians. All right, because I can see here the security which I was trying to activate, it is activating from my side, but it is not activating from your side just because your major services are not working. And so could you please give me your convenient time, ma'am, tomorrow? At what time you will be there tomorrow?
Anytime you tell me, I'll be here.
Anytime. Okay, all right. Hold on. Let me check. At 9 o'clock morning, you will be there, ma'am, tomorrow?
I will be here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And what about at 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock, I'll be here.
You will be here, okay.
You tell me the time, and I will be here, and we have to lock dogs up.
Oh.
We have to lock dogs up. So we have to know when so we can lock the dogs up.
Yes, yes. Tomorrow, ma'am, what I will do, ma'am, tomorrow, I have to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your router. And,
that'd be great.
Yeah, because, you know, currently the router which you have got, it is not working properly. So I have to send one of our engineers why it is not working properly. If he can see the problem is a minor one, then he is going to activate a permanent security. If he can see the problem is a major one, then directly he is going to replace your router. Right.
Now, what do you think? Do you think my problem is a major one?
I think, madam, the problem is a minor or major one. I'm not sure because while we are activating a security, I can see there is a minor problem. That is the reason I was trying to provide you an online security, but it is not activating. So one of our executive will. You can do one thing. I'm going to give you some details. You can write it down in a paper.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
Here we go. Okay, ready to go.
Yeah, you can write on the technician's name who is going to come tomorrow. His name is Kevin Matthews.
Yes?
And
would that
be
9 or?
No, I will tell you the exact time. You can write down his employee ID, ma'am, his Telstra employee ID, that is T-E-L.
T-E-L.
96310.
96310. Good, thank you for that.
This is his employee ID number. When he's going to visit you, he will show you his ID proof. Telstra ID, you can check his name, his employee ID, then after you can allow him to do this, all right?
Great, thank you.
And I also, ma'am, I am going to give you installation code number of your new router. Installation code. The code would be in capital letter, KLM.
Yes.
9512.
Yes.
GB33.
Is that capital?
GB33. Yes. It should be KLM9512GB33.
Yep. GB33, that's all capital letters.
Yes.
Yep, got that.
So, for today, ma'am, I can see in the system the security is not activating. So, for tomorrow, what I will do, I'm going to ring you back tomorrow at 9 o'clock morning.
Okay, right? Tell me when they're coming.
Yes, yes. Tomorrow, what I will do, ma'am, first of all, I will call you back at 9 o'clock morning. And after that, I'm going to check all the services and the security which I was trying to activate, all are working properly or not, so that I can make a report of it. And according
to thank you so much.
Yes, and according to that report and all the paperwork, Mr. Matthews is going to visit you in your house, and after that, they will tell you what he will do. Like he is going to replace it, or and let me tell you, ma'am, if he will replace your router, then you don't have to pay any single penny for that because currently the router which you have got, it is running under the warranty period. So you don't have to pay any single penny for replacement, for services, for anything because the problem is from our side, madam. So you don't have to pay anything for any services for replacement, all right?
Okay. Okay, so what happens now? It's better than it was, isn't it? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, something clicked.
Okay, all right.
It's better than it was, though, now, isn't it?
Okay, all right, okay.
What's happened?
Might be, ma'am, due to some technical issue, it has been, all right. You can do one thing, ma'am. For now, you can close this graph, ma'am. Close it.
Close what? The whole thing?
Yeah, close this Wi-Fi graph, ma'am. Close it.
Close it, yep.
Yeah, and after that, what do you see on your screen?
Just my task desk, my desktop.
Home screen. Okay, let me check the speed, ma'am. The speed is boosting up or not. You can do one thing. You can open up your Google. Open your Google.
Yes.
And type in the Google, Telstra speed test.
Yes, got it.
Yeah, and you can select speed test also, so that you can go to our official speed test page. And you will get an option over there, go. You can click on go.
Got it.
Yes. And when you click on go, you need to check this time, ma'am, the speed is boosting up or it is not.
When do I tell you? It's still going.
Okay.
Not very fast. Okay. Test results, 27 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
Download, upload, 4.3.
Upload is 4.3, but the download is boosting up. You know, today when I first called you at that, today morning when I called you, ma'am, at that time your download speed is 8.9 Mbps, right?
Yes.
Less than 10.
So we fixed something, haven't we? We fixed something.
Mm. Yes, speed is boosting up. Yeah, some speed is boosting up, but the upload is still slow. Okay, no problem. You can close this speed test page, ma'am. Close it.
Thank you.
And for now, ma'am, you can do one thing. If you want to use your computer, you can use your computer. And we have successfully activated a firewall. You don't need to worry anything about it. All of your information, your data is secured at the moment. You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about any of your personal information like your email, your Facebook, your banking, your internet.
Can I pay a bill? Can I pay a bill online?
Yes. You can use
it. Oh, so I can pay a bill. So it's all right, but the whole thing will be sorted out tomorrow.
Yes. All of it. Right now, we have activated a firewall into your information, like you're in your email, shopping, banking, this type of thing. All of your information is secured. You don't need to change any password. You don't need to worry anything about it, madam. All of your information is secured. If the hacker is trying to, get into it, ma'am, our firewall will block them. You don't need to worry anything about it. All right?
Okay.
And if you want to pay the bill, madam, you can pay the bill. All right, because that is your account.
Okay, I can do all of that.
Yes.
And I'll see Mr. Matthews tomorrow. That's my husband again. He's wondering how I'm not answering the phone.
You can answer.
Okay.
I'm holding a line. You can answer his call first.
No, it's all right. He'll ring back. I'll ring him back. So that's okay.
No, it's all right.
He's stopped. He's sick of me. So that's okay.
Okay, all right. No problem. So for now,
I'm all right for tonight. Passwords, do I have to change them all?
No, you don't need to change the password.
Right. Hacker's not virus. I'm good. Got it.
If tomorrow the technician is going to visit you, when he has resolved all the problem permanently, then after you can change everything, madam. Until and unless we fix up all the problem, don't change anything, ma'am. All right?
Okay.
Because might be when the technician is going to visit you tomorrow, he will install a security. When the problem is going to fix up completely, then after you can do whatever you want. All right?
Thank you very much. And what's your name?
Sean Miller. All right?
Sean Miller is a funny name. You don't sound like a Sean at all.
I know, madam, because, going my intern city, I'm an Indonesian. Actually, my father is from, going my intern city, I'm an Indonesian.
You sound an Indonesian?
Yes. Actually, my father is from Sri Lanka and my mother is from Australia. All right.
Right. Yes,
yes
I can
and,
see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also,
madam.
Yes, and also, ma'am, I work for Telstra since last 3 years.
Well done.
Thanks.
I appreciate your help today.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So for now, you can do one thing, madam. If you want to use your computer, you can use. If you want to shut down your computer, you can shut it down. All right. You don't need to worry anything about it. So what I will do, ma'am, tomorrow, I'm going to give you a call back at 9 o'clock morning.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, and after that, I will check all the services and the security are working properly or not, so that I can make a report. According to that report, I will tell you the exact time, at what time Mr. Matthews is going to visit you, okay? And also, I'm going to give you some security number. You can write it down in a paper. Safety and security code. Safety and security code. Write it down.
Yes, security code.
And write down the security code. That would be 88555000.
And that security code, I need it for...
This is only for you and me. And why I have given
you
this...
Only for you and me, so we can say, right, we're talking to the right people.
Yes, right. Okay. Because in our country, there is so many nuisance calls going on. So that
is
the reason
I
provide you your safety and security code, so that in future, if you will get any more phone calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you have to ask them what is my safety and security code is. If they will give it to you this code, then only you can talk to them, otherwise don't talk to them. And also, ma'am, if tomorrow, if I will ring you back and I will say, hello, this is Sean Miller, you need to ask me also that, Sean, what is my safety and
security
code.
Code.
Yeah, if I'm going to give it to you this code, 885500, then only you can talk to me, otherwise don't talk to me as well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
So thank
it's
you very
exciting
much.
Exciting this time. It's very scary not knowing enough, so thank you for your help today.
I understand. Thank you very much, ma'am, for giving me all of your precious time. Now, everything is crystal clear to you, ma'am?
Well, it'll never be crystal clear to me. But I just have to wait for you to call tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, all right. You can leave everything,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you, sir. You've been very patient and have explained it as best as you could to me. So that's
That sounds good, ma'am. So thank you very much, Mrs. Grogan, for giving me a lot of your precious time. Now you can relax yourself, enjoy your evening, and wait for my call. I will call you back tomorrow at 9 o'clock morning.
Thank you. And we'll find
thank
out
you,
when Mr. Matthews can come. Okay,
yes.
I've got to go now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Grogan. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.